Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verses 7 through 12. In those days, when the apostles were gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the morrow, and he prolonged his speech until midnight. There were many lights in the upper chamber where we were gathered, and a young man named Eutychus was sitting in the window. He sank into a deep sleep as Paul talked still longer, and being overcome by sleep, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. But Paul went down and bent over him, and embracing him said, "Do not be alarmed, for his life is in him." And when Paul had gone up and had broken bread and eaten, he conversed with them a long while, until daybreak, and so departed. And they took the lad away alive, and were not a little comforted. Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 14, verses 10 through 21. The Lord said to his disciples, "The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me also will do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." On this day, the 19th of May, we commemorate Patrick, the Hieromartyr and Bishop of Prusa, and his fellow martyrs Acacius, Menander, and Paulinus. St. Patrick was Bishop of Prusa, a city in Bithynia,
the present-day Brusa or Bursa. Because of his Christian faith, he was brought before Julius, or Julian, the consul, who, in his attempts to persuade Patrick to worship as he himself did, declared that thanks was owed to the gods for providing the hot springs welling up from the earth for the benefit of men. St. Patrick answered that thanks for this was owed to our Lord Jesus Christ, and explained that when he, who is God, created the earth, he made it with both fire and water, and the fire under the earth heats the water which wells up, producing hot springs. He then explained that there is another fire which awaits the ungodly. Because of this he was cast into the hot springs, but it was the soldiers who cast him in, and not he, who were harmed by the hot water. After this, St. Patrick was beheaded with the presbyters Acacius, Menander, and Paulinus. Most likely, this was during the reign of Diocletian.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net.
If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.